Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Dallas County Treasurer Mitch Hambleton. Mitch, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be here.
So a lot going on right now as far as the Dallas County Treasurer's Office is concerned, not the least of which is some shifting around. We've talked about this before, but just give us a brief update on where the shifting at the courthouse and with your departments is concerned right now.
Sure. Currently, my office is located in two buildings. I have motor vehicle department and driver's license over at 918 Court. That building is actually leased by the county from an outside company. The treasurer's tax department is located in the courthouse. If you've been to driver's license or motor vehicle departments in the last 10 years, you know that they're really strapped for space. The supervisors have examined that and have visited with the courts about what their requirements are. The county total population is over 80,000, which means that the courts can require and are requiring us to give them an additional courtroom. So associated with that, we've had some other county departments move out of the courthouse. The auditor's office is all fully encompassed. The assessor's office is across the street from the courthouse. Those offices being vacated and then in visiting with the court system, they're consolidating. In 12 months from now, all court functions will be on floors 2 through 4 in the courthouse. The treasurer's office and recorder's office will encompass just the first floor. Basically, the recorder's office will have about half of the space on the west side. The treasurer's tax department will have the other half on the west side. And then my motor vehicle department will be on the east side of the courthouse over on the first floor. All those moves then free up the 918 court building to be used entirely for driver's license. You know, the driver's license department in Dallas County, you may not realize, we are the largest license issuers of all the counties in the state. Year to date, since July 1st, we've issued just right at 11,000 driver's licenses. As a comparison, the Council Bluffs and Ames DOT driver's license stations are each around 8,000. So we're 30 or 35% larger than a very good size DOT station. So driver's license folks, they need some more space. Now over in the courthouse then, the courthouse is really prime real estate. It's a beautiful, beautiful building that I'm honored to go into and work out of each and every day. But it's an expensive building in terms of what alternatives might be. So we've looked at how we can best use the space in that facility to meet the needs of the public. We're looking at putting a kiosk system in the courthouse over the motor vehicle side. So the customers, their experience will be the walk up. They may answer a few questions on the kiosk. You know, are you here for some title work? Are you here just to renew a vehicle registration? And then it'll print out a slip, a little number, and then they'll be able to look at the video board or ultimately perhaps an audio announcement to see when they can wait. Now, from an office standpoint, I currently, at the 918 court building, we rotate up to the counter. So the folks that are directly working on the counter have a desk in the background. Well, until recently, where we're out of space and I've got folks sharing desks. But they have a desk in the background. What we'll do in the courthouse is their permanent workstation will be up at the counter. The clerks will have counter workspaces, but they may not be dealing with the public on a daily basis. We have a rotation of duties in the department. Their work assignment for that day may be opening mail or looking at, we have dealers that drop title paperwork in our office, and they may just be doing dealer drops. We can control that activity by that kiosk system. We simply won't have them in the rotation to call people up there, and then they'll just be able to get all of their work done for whatever their assignment is for that day. It means that we only need one workspace for each person in the courthouse, And yet we're able to best meet the needs of the public and lessen the time that the public needs to wait for their services.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, one last question I wanted to ask you about this. We've talked about this before, and you've been working on getting this done, you know, bringing it before the supervisors on several occasions for quite some time. So how does it feel to kind of finally have some movement, some actual tangible stuff to see, and that this process is in motion?
It's exciting. You know, I know the previous treasurer, Daryl Bauman, did a fantastic job of presenting the challenges to the supervisors, but it all takes time. And to be able to finally get to the point where we have plans, I've seen building plans. I've talked with the architect about where we build walls and what office furnishings that we want to look at to meet our needs. The recorder actually moved in the courthouse to where they're over on the west side of the building along with me. Kind of degrades the property value over there, but just joking. But that frees up that side of the courthouse that they were on, where they can start building some space for the district court and juvenile court, which is really the beginning of the whole courthouse project. Exciting to see, desperately needed, but we're definitely going in the correct direction. Supervisors have done a fantastic job.
All right. Well, Dallas County Treasurer Mitch Hambleton, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
Thanks for tuning in.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mitch Hambleton. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.